And it has since become a subsequent book project, and that book is called Beyond Respectability, The Intellectual Thought of Race Women. And my goal in that book is not to write this sort of stuffy academic tome about Black women as thinkers, although I do want it to be taken seriously and to have these women taken seriously, but it's also to say that these women were complex and interesting, that they both thought robustly about how to help Black communities get free by day, but that they were also, you know, fun and interesting folks. So there's the fact that, like, one of the things I discovered as I was writing about Ida B. Wells is that she had a shopping habit, and that sometimes she couldn't pay her rent because she spent too much money at the dressmaker shop, right? I found out as I was writing that Mary Church Terrell was like an exquisite arbiter of shade, or what we would call shade in this day and time. You know, so I tell a great story in my book about how a bunch of white women kept on mistaking Mary Church Terrell for a white woman. And they kept calling, asking her where they could find the American Negress that was coming to give a talk at this conference. And they were talking to her and didn't realize who they were talking to. And so she had a joke at their expense and played along with the ruse. And then on the day of the conference, she stands up and gives this magnificent speech in French and German and shuts them all down. And there's a Black girl magic to that that we sometimes miss because we think of Mary Church Terrell as kind of a stuffy elitist Black lady from the 19th century.